Certainly it's been a good place to be so far, and but I'm looking for more.
Amen.
So as Brother Josh comes, let's get behind him, let's lift him up, and so that God will preach the message that we all need through him. Love him and appreciate him. Know he's going to preach us the message that the Lord's given. So come on, Brother Josh.
Amen. Hey,
let's get behind him, church.
Appreciate you.
Book of Luke, chapter number 7 is where we'll be, Luke chapter number 7, and I got quite a bit of reading to do. Just bear with me, and God will help us to get where we need to be. There's absolutely nothing that I can do of myself, it's all the Lord. And I could stand up here, and if I was within myself, I'd try to say some words that sound beautiful that would try to help you, but it won't do of no avail. But if I can just get Josh out of the way and just say, Lord, I am here to be your vessel, then something can be said tonight that would change your life for eternity. It very well could. And I want you to pray for my children. And I'll say this, and then we'll read. It blessed my heart. Lindsay told me after a service a couple months ago that my son said, I felt like that I should have went and prayed. And Dylan, joy overtook my soul.
Amen.
But at the same time, the greatest fear and the greatest dread gripped my heart. Because I knew if God came back that night, my son would spend eternity in hell. And you want to talk about getting your father's attention. It got my attention. And caused me to realize I need to be serious about what I'm doing. Because there's a youngin' that's in my house that needs to hear the gospel once again. And I just pray and I beg that God would speak to their hearts. And I want them to spend heaven. I want to spend eternity with them in heaven. Last thing I'd ever want is for God to come back. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that my eyes will not look down. My eyes will be fixated on the Lord coming back.
Amen.
And I know that those things will all be past. Those things will all be done and left behind. And I'll be headed to a wonderful place. But while I'm here, I've got a work to do.
Amen.
And we desire your prayers tonight. John chapter number 7. I believe we'll start reading with verse number 18 and read all the way down through verse number 30. I know it's a lot of reading, but we just want to get to the point where we need to get. The Bible says, and the disciples of John showed him all these things. And John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, art thou he that should come? Or look we for another? When the men were come unto him, they said, John Baptist hath sent us unto thee, saying, art thou he that should come? Or look we for another? And in the same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight. Then Jesus answered and said unto them, go your way and tell John what things ye have seen and heard. How that the blind see, the lame walk, the leopards are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And these are the verses that I want to get to tonight. And when the messengers of John were departed, he began to speak unto the people concerning John, what went ye out into the wilderness for to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they which are glorious apparelled and live delicately are in king's courts. But what went ye out to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet, this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. For I say unto you, among those that are born of woman, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he that is the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And all the people that heard him and the publicans justified God, being baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him. And that's all that we'll read tonight. And I know it was a lot of reading, but had to kind of get to where we wanted to be tonight. And we know at the beginning they began to read, and we desire your prayers. And I appreciate the prayers this morning. Dylan, I got home, and after I began to eat, I began to sit in the recliner and pulled that little chair back. And a lot of prayers went out this morning because instantly I was out. I fell asleep, pretty tired, but I'll tell you what, it's the greatest feeling in the world to be spiritually tired. And I know that you've been in services before where God just began to overwhelm your soul. Then all of a sudden you leave the church house with one of them glory headaches because you cried so much, because the Spirit of God overtook your body. I pray tonight we can get to that place where God begins to open up the windows of heaven and begin to pour out a blessing upon this place. That way you can leave church tonight, and you might be pulling in your driveway, your neighbor be outside, and they say, "Hey, friend, how you doing?" And you can say, "I'm wonderful. I've been in the house of God."
Blessed Lord.
The world needs to see
the
joy that's on the inside. But I thought about John here. We know that John was cast in prison. We know that I begin to think, and if you'll get to know me a little bit, I'm a visual learner. I like to try to picture things and think about things. And I know I've looked and I've seen all kinds of different things, how prisons used to be. And I know they were, most of them were underground, and they had just a little window that you could look outside. And I just begin to think about how John felt. We know that he was cast in prison. And no doubt he knew that his days were short ahead of him. And I could just see those servants of John looking down in that little window. And I could see John just brokenhearted and say, "Hey, Phyllis, can you just go and check and see if this Jesus is the one that's supposed to come?" And I could see Dylan brokenhearted. And they said, "All right, John, we'll go and see." And we know that his servants went to Jesus and said, "John just wants to know. John just wants to confirm that you're the one that's supposed to come and set the children free." And I can see them saying it for Jesus and a great crowd that always went around the Lord. And I can see him having compassion on them. He said those that were blind, they received their sight. The lame were able to walk. But the best part of what he told them, he said the poor have the gospel preached unto them. That was me.
Dylan,
it did me no good for Jesus to heal a lame man. It did nothing for me. It didn't do a thing for me that he could take blind eyes and make them see. That didn't do me a bit of good. It sure helped them, but it did me no good. But I'll tell you, that night when the gospel came by my way, it was the same gospel that was preaching. There's going to be a man to come that will shed his blood for the remission of sin. That did me good. Saved my soul. But I'll tell you, buddy, I can tell you that there was a fire put in them boys' soul. You sit there and read a lot about Jesus. How many of them said, "Well, did our hearts not burn within us while he yet spake and talked with us?" There was a woman that was at a well one day that Jesus had told her all that she had done. And instead she went back to the town. I could see them running back to John.
I could see them stooped out there. And John! And I could see John still in there in the prison. And they gave back the report of what they saw of him. I could just see them say from afar off, John, he's the one! He's the one! Don't need to look for another. John, you should have seen it. There was a man that couldn't see. Buddy, he was a-running. You could see. That lame man, which people had picked him up and brought him to the Lord, he didn't need them fellas' help no more.
Yeah.
He got up and walked.
Amen.
The gospel's being preached, John. What did Jesus say? He said, those that are born of woman, there's been none greater than John the Baptist. He asked them a question, didn't he? What did you go out there to see? You got to remember, there was 400 years that the nation never heard a word from the Lord. 400 years, never had a prophet or a man. But yet all of a sudden, word began to hit town. There's a fell out there in the desert that's proclaiming that Jesus is coming. He's the Savior they talked about in Isaiah. He's a coming. Make the way straight.
Yeah, that's it.
What'd you go out there to see, fellas? A man dressed in fine apparel? No, sir. Those people live in king's palaces. What'd you go out to see? A reed shaking in the wind? Yet they had heard that there was a message being preached to John. And think about this. This same fella, John the Baptist, who was the greatest of all women ever born, found himself in a prison doubting the messages that he preached. He had to confirm, didn't he? We're talking about the same John that when he was in his mother's womb and all of a sudden Mary came.
Yeah,
even in the womb, they had an experience together. Is that the baby sleeps in their mother's womb? The Holy Ghost bear witness. Jesus was the one. The churches still bear witness today, don't they? There's not another one to look for.
That's right.
Did you know them people over there in Israel? They're still looking for a Savior to come. They still go and weep by the wall. God send us the Redeemer. Honey, I want you to know that if they don't turn from their ways, they're going to miss the mark.
That's right.
I met several people who were from Israel. They still claim, they still hold on, we're the chosen people of God. Like God owes them some kind of favor. And I remember one time we got to ourselves, and I just flat out told them, I said, unless you fall under the power of the gospel, you won't understand who Jesus is. You can read all you want about him, but when the gospel comes by your way and the gospel takes root in your heart, then you can know who Jesus is.
Amen.
You can be saved. What did you come out and see tonight? Let's be real with ourselves. What did you come out and see? Is this brother going to be on the front pew tonight? Is so-and-so going to be in their seat? Did you come up tonight to see some people get up and sing a beautiful melody? See a man get up and make a complete fool of himself? I've had people tell me, it looks like you're making a fool of yourself. All my co-workers have no idea why in the world that I go on Sunday morning, and why in the world are you going back on Sunday night? Yeah. Why do you go on with Oh, and then they had students, there's a revival going on. Why in the world are you going then? Because I want you to know there's a joy in my heart. When I get to go into the house of God, there's freedom, there's liberty, and there's joy unspeakable, full of glory. That fills my soul.
That's it.
Amen, brother.
This world don't understand that.
That's right.
I come tonight. See those weeping within themselves. I hope tonight to see some permanent grit marks left in these pews. How many of you have been there before?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been there. All of a sudden, God be speaking to my heart and just hold on for dear life. I can't take that step. I can't do it on my own. That's the greatest part of all. The Holy Ghost will come by your way and he'll take you by the hand if you want him to. You know, you freak a lot of people out when you mention the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
I don't know why people get so offended. It's God. What do you think happened to them fellas on the day of Pentecost?
Yeah. Amen.
It was God. It was God that stepped in the room. Wasn't God in the flesh, but God in the spirit. That spirit that you feel, Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You ever thought about what Ezekiel saw? He said, I looked up and I saw a wheel. And inside of that wheel was another wheel. And that little wheel began to turn. What do you think that he got a vision of? What you see here tonight.
Right. Right.
You see on the outside the bigger wheel. But yet there is something inside.
Amen.
When God begins to speak.
Yeah.
That little wheel on the inside begins to turn.
Yeah.
He was a witness of the Holy Ghost. There's something inside that causes me to move. It causes me to run and jump, scream and holler. It's God.
Amen.
That's right.
I'll tell you, I'm peculiar. Y'all gonna have to calm down and pray. God begins to move in my heart.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I can't sit still.
Amen. Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Yeah, got to do so. Yeah.
It begins to overtake this body.
Yeah.
Oh, greater is he that's within me
than
he that's in the world. Yeah. When God set up his abode on the inside, buddy, when the reverence of God comes along, Jesus just began to ride and leap on the inside. I'm glad when he does. This is worth it all.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
It's worth every mile. 32 years old. Haven't got a lot of miles on me. I hope there's many more. But I've got news for you. If you hear of an ambulance call, 731 Lou Van Lane, Loveland, Ohio, and you get word from my wife that I've departed this world, I hope you have a joyous celebration. Oh, I want you to know I'm trading rags and riches for glory, my body. We're always looking for upgrades down here, aren't we? Buy a new car within a year or two. Not new anymore. Buddy, did you see them gadgets they got on the new one? Oh, buddy, I'd love to have that. Isn't that what this body does? The flesh, it's got desires, it's got wants. Always looking for a better home. Buddy, if I had a living room twice this size, I'd be content then. Get a bigger kitchen. Maybe my wife will cook twice more. But what did Jesus say? In having food and rain, let us be therewith content. Jesus said, Josh, if I give you water, I give you bread, I give you clothes to wear, be content. Oh, buddy, this ain't popular in Baptist churches, is it? I know some of you have been around for the olden days where you didn't have air conditioning. Padded pews. They'd have a little cold stove right at the front. They'd try to keep warm. Buddy, I think we need to get back to that. The back wouldn't be full. The front would be full, wouldn't it? Huh? They'd get us close to the fire. Get us where the heat's at. I've never been there, but I've only heard the experience of some. But I want you to know, it may be a funny way to think about it, but I like to sit right there on the front pew because I like to get where the fire's at. I like to get as close as I can. I'm not saying that it's the best up here. You might be having a good time back there. Just get where God's at.
Amen. That's right.
You'll feel the heat and the cool from heaven. That's all I've got. What you come out to see tonight. Don't get me wrong. You want to know something? Satan bothers me too. James, he'll bother me before I get out of this parking lot. You know that? The very second that I take my seat, he'll say, oh, you forgot to say that. Can I be real with you tonight? People like to put preachers up on some kind of pedestal. But I'll tell you what I feel like, Paul. I am the least of all the apostles. I'm not even meet to be called an apostle. But I thank God by the grace of God. I am what I am. Child of God. Just an old sinner saved by grace. Headed for a better place.
Amen.
How about you tonight?
Amen.
Where do you stand with the Lord? How about you? As they say, how about it?
God's done something for you tonight. Come on. Between you and God. Come unto me. Give you rest. God calling, God speaking. It's up to you. Need help in your life. Need help in your household.
Come.
trouble with your marriage, guess what? God can help you. God can bring peace into that house. Yes, He can. I've been there. You know, my marriage hasn't been exactly perfect. Some of you in disbelief right now, it's not always been the best. I've had to ask God to help. You know who's at fault? 99% of the time, 100% of the time, this guy. I cherish my marriage. God put us together. Said, look, no man put it asunder. But God gave birth to me. Mine. But did you know that I need the Lord's help to get the thing to last? God can do that. Got financial problems? You want to know the greatest part about serving the Lord? He can help those. I've been there. God, not a dollar to my name. And Friday's a long way away. God, would you just make a way? Oh, it began to rain. Would you like to come over to our house for dinner tonight? Tell me that's not God! God, He can do those things. Trust God.
Amen. I thank God for the message. Thank God for knowing that no matter what I'm going through in life, that I can turn to Him. Nothing that I ask Him for, nothing that I bring to Him catches Him off guard. Whatever you need, God can have for you. He's got for you already. You just got to ask Him. If you're lost, He can save you. If you need strength, He can strengthen you. If you're thirsty, He'll quench that thirst. If you're hungry, He'll fill your belly. Spiritually speaking, all these things. I want you to realize something today. You and me, we're nobody. We're just buckets of mud, church. But I'm a bucket of mud that's got a spirit inside of it that's going to heaven someday. That's all I cared about. I didn't care about nothing other than knowing who He was. Thank God for the message. I appreciate Brother Josh. Thank Him for allowing God to use him. I hope and pray this is the last little bit, just this little bit right here. They're going to stop here in just a second. The Bible says that God's word never goes out void. So I know God's message touched hearts today. He already mentioned it. What you come to see? I'll be honest with you. I needed to. God put me in check. What are you doing? What are you doing? Are you gaining strength? Do you need strength? What is it that you need? You know, God does that sometimes. I thank God for the message. I appreciate Brother Josh. Love him. Appreciate him. And there's nothing I could add to it, so I won't. I'll say this. Don't leave here the same. That's all I'll say. Don't leave here the same. If you're lost, you could leave here saved. If you need strength, you could leave here with it. If you need hope, or you're in a position in your life where you feel like there's no end to the darkness, no end to the tunnel. There's no light at the end of the tunnel. Trust me, friend, there is. There's always an end to the storm. There's always a mountain on the other side of a valley. God loves us today. Love Brother Josh. Thank God for him. Is there anybody here that's got something else on their mind that they need to say or do before we close out this prayer or this service? I will say, just to remind everybody, or for the youth group, but not just for the youth group, but our youth day, they're usually the first Sunday of each month, but we're going to push it back for different reasons. We're going to push it back a week, so don't forget that. Can anybody else think of anything? Brother Jerry, can you think of anything? Start praying now. God will move.
Amen.
Anyone else?
Pray. We did serve at Father's Kitchen yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. You know, those people, we talked to the people that take care of that. It's called Joe's Java. It's actually a coffee shop, but they serve food. And I talked to the people that run it, and they have people that come there every day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's the only time they ever get a meal. And I'm just thankful that we get an opportunity to be there, just to show them that God loves them.
Amen.
There's a lot of people in the world that think God don't, and that's why I want to do my best.
Amen.
to be the best vessel that I can to show them that God truly does love every single one of us here. Anyone else?
Hey, Brother Dillon.
Yes, sir.
There was a card in there this morning when I come in.
Uh-huh.
It's got my name on it. It says return to sender, which is your church. And it's got Sister Tipton, A67 Mark, Adette Road, Goshen, Ohio, 45122. And it says there ain't no such address to that.
Well, at least she got it just
there. Now, if anybody else wants to send their card,
just bring your little plate in your seat.
Yeah, we just start putting them in your seat. Does anybody else have anything on your heart?
I really enjoyed the message.
Amen. Yep.
Thank God for my salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been there before, like you said, with finances, with marriage. But you just got to press on and pray and leave it to God.
Yep.
Take care of all of
them. Yep. Sure will. Any others before we close out this service? Don't take it home with you. You'll regret that. That's it. That's good. Anyone else?
Brother Josh mentioned one of my favorite verses. Talking to us too on the real demand. And they said that the other hearts burn with it.
Yeah.
And God gave me a special touch one time reading that. And that's never left me. I thank you for it. So, I don't know, we were talking about, you know, verses this morning and people brought verses. They all work together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not one of the ones that come up, but I'm glad.
Yeah. Anyone else? If not, if you're sitting, we'll ask you to stand. I want to thank God for the day. I want to thank Him for how we feel. I would ask Brother James, if you would, please close out this service in prayer. Amen.